Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Wall Street Journal Markets. January 21, 1915 America, New York. Activision Blizzard, American Airlines, Netflix. Stocks that defined the week. Here are seven major companies whose stocks moved on the week's news.
New York Times Business. January 21, 1912 America, New York. Biden looks to Intel's U.S. investment to buoy his China agenda. The president said passage of a China competition bill was needed, for the sake of our economic competitiveness and our national security. President Biden met with Patrick Gelsinger, the chief executive of Intel, in Washington on Friday.
Global economy, January 21, 1901 America, New York, 3 million cash ESA pensioners hit by inflation. Figures raise concerns over impact of rising prices on savings.
Finance and economics. January 21, 1900 America, New York. America's labor shortages have done little to boost perks for workers. Low-paid workers receive more in benefits than before the pandemic, but the disparity with the highly paid is still vast. Finance and economics. January 21, 1900 America, New York. Just how gummed up are supply chains? A number of measures suggest that disruptions are historically high, and uncertainty lies ahead. Finance and economics. January 21, 1900 America, New York. Why the bias for debt over equity is hard to dislodge. With the preference for debt deeply rooted in financial markets, wholesale reform is risky. Finance and economics. January 21, 1900 America, New York. Economists are revising their views on robots and jobs. There is little evidence of a pandemic-induced surge in automation. Finance and economics. January 21, 1900 America, New York. Why bank stocks are tumbling even as interest rates climb. Higher rates might crimp investment bank profits.
New York Times Business. January 21, 1837 America, New York. As Omicron crests, booster shots are keeping Americans out of hospitals. Extra vaccine doses were expected to lower infection rates. But the shots also seem to be preventing severe illness caused by the new variant, the CDC reported. The new finding supports conclusions from Israel and other countries showing that boosters are effective at preventing severe illness and hospitalization, especially in older adults.
Armstrong Economics. January 21, 1740 America, New York. Ireland lifting nearly all COVID restrictions. Ireland is lifting nearly all COVID restrictions while Austria, France, and Germany screw their people even more at the direction of the World Economic Forum. Alexander Georg Nicholas Schallenberg, the Chancellor of Austria, who is a lawyer, should have known better than to allow Austria to impose the harshest COVID restrictions in the world.
New York Times Business. January 21, 1724 America, New York. Mushy & Co. recalls Frigg pacifiers over choking hazard. Mushy & Amp. County, a baby goods store, announced a voluntary recall of its Frigg pacifier after more than 200 reports that the pacifier's silicone nipple detached from its base. Mushy & Amp. County told consumers to stop using two models of its pacifiers immediately and to contact the company for a full refund or store credit.
BBC News Business. January 21, 1700 America, New York. First-time buyer. I couldn't keep paying so much rent. There were a record number of first-time buyers in 2021, figures from lender Halifax suggest.
Daily FX Market News. January 21, 1700 America, New York. Australian dollar outlook. All eyes on CPI ahead of RBA and Fed meetings. The Australian dollar consolidated this week despite increasing external volatility. Australian CPI could hold the key for AUD/USD in the near term.
Wall Street Journal Markets. January 21, 1636 America, New York. Morgan Stanley's Gorman gets $35 million for 2021. The bank notched record results last year. His pay beat that of JPMorgan's Jamie Dimon.
New York Times Business. January 21, 1609 America, New York. Stock markets off to worst start since 2016 as Fed fights inflation. Stocks are off to their worst start of a year since 2016 as the central bank pulls back the enormous stimulus programs it began in the early months of the pandemic.
Armstrong Economics. January 21, 1549 America, New York. Meatloaf, a true legend in his time, died. Meatloaf, Marvin Lee Adey, has died. He was 74. We met in Atlantic City years ago. I loved his music and he was a genuine guy. I express my condolences to his wife Deborah and his two daughters Pearl and Amanda.
New York Times Business, January 21, 1543 America, New York, another Peloton heart attack on TV? Billions, says it's a coincidence. Peloton stock dropped last month after the premiere of the Sex and the City reboot, which ended with Mr. Big dying after riding one of the company's bikes. David Costable as Wags in the season 6 premiere of Billions. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 21, 1514 America, New York, how the U.S. messed up its new 5G rollout. It wasn't our finest hour. Longstanding disagreements between federal agencies over potential risks to aircraft remained unresolved in the days leading to the 5G debut. New York Times Business, January 21, 1447 America, New York, Google asks court to dismiss Texas antitrust case. The effort is the first time the tech giant has tried to get a government case against it tossed out. Texas is challenging the way Google auctions off ad space to marketers and has accused it of abusing its market power. New York Times Business, January 21, 1441 America, New York, Biden administration suspends 44 U.S. flights by Chinese airlines. The retaliatory move came after the Chinese government canceled American, Delta and United flights to China after some passengers tested positive for the coronavirus. The Biden administration on Friday said it would suspend 44 flights from the United States to China. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 21, 1409 America, New York, Janet Yellen views Biden policies as modernized supply-side economics. In speech to World Economic Forum, Treasury Secretary says White House is aiming to increase labor supply and boost worker productivity.
Daily FX Market News. January 21, 1400 America, New York, gold prices rise on falling U.S. Treasury yields and geopolitical risk ahead of FOMC. Bullion came into its own this week after U.S. Treasury yields slid, lowering the cost of holding the non-interest-bearing metal, while ZAU, USD finally breaks 1830.